This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can join in on us as well. We each do it Monday, our weekend's best, weekend's worst. Everybody gets a weekend's best, weekend's worst. And let's start with the best. Tyler Milner in the building. Who gets your weekend's best over the weekend in the sports world?
Man, I think I got to go with starting arm for the Astros in yesterday's game, Ronel Blanco. Obviously, we all saw what happened with Lance McCullers. Was not ideal. A lot of runs in that first inning and Lance's start. And something like that can very quickly kind of demolish your bullpen for the games to come, those games that week. And you needed something strong from Ronel Blanco. He went out there, gave you 8 innings. Only the first time he's gone more than 7 innings pitching for the Astros in a start outside of that no-hitter that he threw last year. So Ronel went 8 innings, only gave up 2 hits, 0 earned runs, 1 walk, 11 Ks. My best of the weekend's got to go to Blanco because he may have saved that bullpen for the Stros the days coming.
Yeah, I didn't know O'Neill still had that kind of performance in him. 11 Ks and everything. Like, yeah, he was
strong.
And to the point you made, they need it. They needed help because they didn't need it. Because he has been a, what, 5-inning guy?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. He's been like a 5-inning dude.
Probably on average,
And they needed that. They needed that big time. So, yeah, that's a solid one.
He went 8 innings and didn't allow any of those runs. And, I mean, that just brought his ERA down to 4.04. So it hasn't been a tremendous year for Ronel Blanco, but that was an outing they needed.
No, he's been fighting it. Yeah, Ronel Blanco, well-deserved weekend's best. Who's your weekend's best, Clint?
The state of Texas, baby. You know what they announced this weekend?
That's every weekend.
You know what they announced? Good point. You know what they announced this weekend?
What did they announce?
We're getting a new team.
What sport?
Banana ball.
God bless Texas.
Banana ball. We're getting a new team. The Texas Tailgaters. I'm just getting wind of their logo, too. It seems like it's going to be a pretty solid logo. I'm excited about this. Have you boys been to a game yet? A Savannah Bananas game yet?
I have not. I see it a lot, but I have not.
Yeah, I've seen clips, but that's about it.
They put 70,000 butts in seats in the Titan Stadium.
I believe it. They've been making them some money with that thing they got going with the banana ball.
Well, they're expanding, and they've got teams. There's two other teams other than the Savannah Bananas, and now there's three other teams, and it's the Texas Tailgaters. They'll be opening, I think, up in Frisco coming soon.
Ooh.
So, yeah, the state of Texas, baby. I'm into this. I've been meaning to go see a banana ball game. When the Savannah Bananas came through, I be honest with you, I dismissed it as y'all are right now. I dismissed it until I had some friends go check it out. And the next time I spoke with them, they were on cloud nine about it. They're not easy to entertain.
Yeah, my friends that have kiddos, they swear by it. They say it's a hell of a time going out there to those games.
2-hour time limit. You know exactly what you're getting in, getting out. It's fast paced action the whole time. So it's kid friendly, obviously. Now they got a team with a little Texas twist to it. So, I'm here for it. So the state of Texas, man, it's the sporting world in the state of Texas. I'm going to at least give it a chance.
I'd rather us be getting a hockey team in Houston, but it is your best.
Yeah, you know,
weekend.
That's interesting. I don't even think it's Houston. I think it's just Texas. I don't know.
Where do they play their?
Well, they're in Frisco, which is Dallas area. San Antonio, the schedule has so far. They've got one more somewhere else, but I can't remember exactly where that's at. But I think it's just a Texas team. I don't think they're necessarily Houston or Dallas, which would be the smart thing to do is just be Texas-based and travel to state.
Travel to state. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. What's your best of the weekend there, Ron?
My my weekend's best is Rafael Devers, who is now the AL Player of the Week.
No.
And fresh off of, I mean, you talk about digging your heels in. Old Devers is. Now they want him to play first base. I'll be honest with you. I'm not saying Devers is right. I kind of understand where he is coming from now.
No.
But my man said, nah, Doc. They don't need me to play first base now. Nah, you told me my glove was put up. Said, I think something's up against the president or whatever has something against me. You know what they did? They flew everybody's ass to Kansas City where the Red Sox were to have a sit-down meeting. The owners, the general manager, the president, Cora, they all had a sit down with Devers. Following that sit down, Rafael Devers went 6 of 7 with the home run, 5 RBIs, 2 walks. On Saturday, the day after they met with him, he did not get out. He was 4 for 4.
He got the wake up call, huh?
He had no wake up call. He said, I'm up. I've been up. This is on y'all asses. He hit a ball to center field. It still is going. Right now. I mean, he hit it to Fellowship of Christian Athletes that's located right behind the damn stadium. That ball never happened. And he stood and looked at it. And then he took that play first base and shoved it right up their ass to the AL Player of the Week this week. So I give my best bet, even though he's probably not being the greatest teammate of all time, but I give my best bets to Rafael Devers for sure.
Hey, he's in a bad spot, Ron. He's in a bad spot.
No, I'm telling you, Clint, I know how people say, oh, they pay you all this and that. You should do whatever. I'm just saying, I understand where he's coming
from.
Yeah,
he's in a tough spot.
They done told him to put his glove up, and now they want him to come play first base.
Yeah, now go play first base, and DH, they're just yanking him around after you know, he thought he was in a beautiful spot, and many, many people that cover baseball thoroughly year-round thought he was in a really good spot.
He is waiting on an Alex Bregman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And IL stick.
Well, I mean, look,
I'm
here.
Good.
Hey, Bregman ain't never been more thankful for that, for not having one of them Astros. Ooh. Slow starts in Boston, which I didn't see his numbers yet. I'm sure he's not still as hot as he was.
I mean, it's pretty close. All right, what's your, let's start with you, Clint. What's your weekend's worth?
Derek Carr.
Damn it.
The news dropped. Derek, did that drop Friday or was it Saturday?
It was over the weekend,
but anyway, just Derek Carr. Look, I'm not a huge Derek Carr fan. I am a I thought he was a guy that that you could that would take a team to a Super Bowl. Unfortunately, he never did it. After the way things went south in Las Vegas for him, I was looking for forward to him hopefully rebounding and having at least a couple of good years in New Orleans, so he didn't leave the game with a bad taste in his mouth. But you hate to see somebody go with a an injury due to injury, and especially with the kind of money that he has on the he has left on the table. Even though I'm sure I didn't see what his the guaranteed amount, but I'm sure it's 30 some odd million left on his contract, so he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But to see him have to bow out at least this season, it's never a good day to see that right there.
Man. No, it's tough. It's tough.
Hopefully he second opinions this thing and it's not necessarily career ending, but right now it looks like it is.
Yeah, so Derek Carr done there, and as you said, man, both of his stops just didn't ended funky for some reason. Both of his stops. All right, I'm going to go in and do mine. We'll save Tyler's for last. I'll do mine. My weekend's worst is Charles Barkley. If you missed it, Charles Barkley, they asked him why Jokic and the Nuggets were struggling after they lost game 4 at home to OKC. This was his response.
I think two things. Number one, I thought what the NBA did to them was unfair. Making them play late Friday night, then an early afternoon game, I thought that was unfair. I truly believe that.
Both teams had to do it, though.
Yeah, but they got more depth. They got a much OKC got 12 players.
Well, play Denver, more guys.
Denver. But and they're younger. But also, Denver has never addressed their backup center situation or their bench. I think that's one of the things that hurt them last year. Because he gave out a gas last year against Rudy and Big Cat. So I don't think it's fair to blame everything on the Joker. But he has not played well, and I think he's wearing down.
Oh, hell no. I know Charles didn't just give the best player in the world an excuse of, oh, they played Saturday, or they played Friday night and made him play Sunday in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
Hell no. I know you ain't doing that, Charles. Hell no. No, you ain't never gave no other star, and I know there's one in my mind that I can bring in my head that came up. You would never do that for James Harden. You would never do that for KD. Oh, now he's tired? That's it? I know a 40-year-old man that played on a Friday and a Saturday 2 weeks ago that you didn't give that to. I cannot believe he did that with Jokic. Oh, it's unfair. It's unfair with the league. You are one of the main ones talking about these guys are soft. They need to play. We played 82 games. Now Jokic can't play the day after?
Well, I tell you, Ron, he's making excuses for the big fella. But his observation is spot on.
Oh, of course. No, I mean, I'm not saying it ain't true.
I don't know about how I don't know how often it happens. I know I turned that game on, and that big joker, no pun intended, that big joker looks like he is having a hard time. I mean, it's still first half.
Yes.
And it looks like he's having a hard time getting in the floor.
That happens with some of the great.
Hey, man. Wow. I was like, that happens. Wow, what is going on here?
Yeah, he's
and then he hits a running three, and I was like, I guess he's not too bad.
Let Luka labor up that court like that. Nah, it's gonna be, he didn't get his ass in shape. No, they didn't get that excuse. All right, Tyler, what's your end is here? What's your weekend's worst?
Yeah, I have a feeling a lot of folks in the Drive family will concur and agree. It was an easy pick for me. Talked a little bit about it in the first hour of today's show, but whoever just these trash human beings are making death threats and the like to Lance McCullers Jr. and his family, or any athlete because of a freaking game, just be better. Just be better, man.
That's all you had. I know it.
It's sickening. It's sickening. So I thought the weekend's worst was having to hear that from Lance and everything he's dealing with after that rough start. Be better out there. Stop being a clown. Don't be a troll. And definitely don't be threatening people's lives and their children's lives.
Yes.
Trash human beings.
Yes. Yeah, Lance knows he's got to perform better, but your ass, what you got coming up in the fourth?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.